The Wheeler has about $32 million currently in its coffers. It's been using less and less of the RUT subsidy due to increased revenue from event attendance, investments, and more money from the tax because of good real estate years. And now it's projected to have a $10 million surplus over the next decade. Council is considering using the funds for grants to arts nonprofits, for the Red Brick Center for the Arts, or for other purposes. Jenna Bueller, the executive director of the Wheeler, says tonight's discussion will be about whether to deviate from the original purpose of the RUT tax. The RUT tax, which passed in 1979 and was renewed in 2016, was meant to help with renovation and maintenance of the Wheeler, and to support the visual and performing arts. Any redirection of the funds would likely require voter approval. Because RUT funds are volatile, they are affected by up or down real estate years, city staff is recommending that council use the excess funds for one-time expenditures. The council meeting begins at 4 o'clock. I'm Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.